Love Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworkers, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have an awesome show planned for you tonight. I am terribly excited about this one, but I guess you all say that every week I say that. But seriously, tonight is an awesome show. We're going to be bringing on board with us a very new family member that's going to be joining our team tonight, and we're going to be introducing her momentarily. Our executive vice president would love to be here to welcome her, but she's traveling right now, so it's not likely that she may come in. Sometimes she jumps in, and sometimes she doesn't, but she's always she's a very busy bee, and part of that is my fault, but it's all good. So we will have an official welcome by Poet Rosette once we bring our invitee in tonight. That's none other than the person of Dr. Patty Cox out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. Dr. Cox is not only joining us as a co-host, but her and her husband, the Honorable Dr. Clifton Cox, are sponsors of our show. So we're so excited to have Dr. Patty, a.k.a. Dr. Patty Cakes, and she's going to be joining us tonight. I'm terribly excited. I had an opportunity and pleasure of meeting her earlier in the week as I was in South Florida, and I'm back in Georgia right now. But let me tell you, she was just a bubbling joy, and I couldn't help but just offer her that opportunity to be a part of our team, and she, without hesitation, jumped at the opportunity. So I'm very excited. I want to make sure that she's on the line tonight. I think we have her here. Dr. Patty Cox, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Jesse.
We're so glad to have you on board. We're going to give all of our co-hosts, some of them are here tonight. Others weren't able to be in tonight. But the ones who are here, we're going to have them say welcome to you on their own way. This is Dr. Patty Cox, a.k.a. her stage name is Dr. Patty Cakes, and that's a name that she adopted from early childhood. So here she is, and we're going to start with Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you. Benny from the Block. Okay, perhaps Benny from the Block is not there. Let's go over
there was a reception. Sorry about that.
Okay, that's
good
okay.
Evening,
we
good
want...
evening. Happy...
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Good evening, good evening. This is Benny from the Block. I am excited to be here tonight, and I'm excited about the show.
All right. We want you to go ahead and welcome Dr. Patty Cox. She's a new addition to our family.
Good evening, Dr. Cox. It's so exciting to have you to the show. I'm looking forward to your commentary and your wonderful input that you're going to have and help make this show enhanced, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're so sweet. No pressure.
All right, we're going to go to Darren Deedy, also located in South Florida, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Darren Deedy, it's always a pleasure and honor. We're going to ask that you say hello and welcome Dr. Patty Cox.
Oh, my pleasure to be here tonight, and welcome, Patty Cox. I'm looking forward to getting to know you. And another Floridian, hello to hello.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm supposed to, it didn't come up in the queue, the 310-738. It didn't come up in the queue. Who do we have with us? All right, it didn't come up in the queue. 310-738. All right, perhaps it'll come up later. Let's go to Port Rosette right now. Port Rosette, welcome to tonight's broadcast, and we're looking forward to your official welcome of Dr. Patty Cox, a.k.a. Dr. Patty Cakes.
Good evening, everyone. It's great to be here, and I'm so happy to be a part of welcoming Dr. Patty Cakes. It's so good to know that you're in Port St. Lucie, the same city that I'm in. So on behalf of the Jesse Walker team, I'd like to welcome you to the show and looking forward to your input.
Oh, you guys are so sweet.
Okay. Awesome. All right. We're going to go ahead and some others will join us. We'll go to our listening audience momentarily as well. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, could you enable your significant other or others by trying to spare their feelings? Let me start out. Benny from the block, I want to go to you first and ask this question. Give us a breakdown of when we use the word enable. Give us a word. I mean, because in different professions, terms and glossaries are different. In law, something might mean one thing, but in science, in psychology, that same word may mean something else. So, sir, Benny from the block, tell us your definition of enable. When we're talking about enabling your significant other or others.
Well, you're adhering to their insecurities, or you're adhering to their securities, whichever direction you want to go in. But it's just you are an avid adherer to, which means you are a part of whatever they are missing or lacking or need, and you're just allowing yourself to be used to come to a greater conclusion about their situation.
All right, so Ben from Block, does that mean that it's always a bad thing to enable someone? I mean, if I'm over here, and everybody on the show knows that I like coconut cake, so if I'm trying to stay away from coconut cakes and you're having a party and you made this coconut cake exclusively for me knowing that I should not be eating coconut cakes, and I want the whole cake. Some people say, you know, why have your cake if you can't eat it? Or, why, you know, what's the purpose of having a cake? So are you enabling me by giving me that cake?
Yes, I am. And because I have information and I know what your situation is. So, yes, I am enabling you by actually making and providing that cake for you. But in the converse of that is true also because, for instance, if I know that you have a great ability to speak and do great things, and people have kept you in a box, well, I can come and open up that box for you and enable you to let your gifts flow freely. So it can work in both ways, both positive and negative, depending on what the situation and the conditions are.
Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let me go to Port Rosette. Port Rosette, I want to bring you in here. When we talk about enabling your significant other, give me an example of how you might enable your significant other by, and the problem is you want to spare their feelings. You want to spare their feelings. What, when we use the word spare, I know even the Bible gives a definition of spare not the rod, or spare the rod, spoil the child. So when you're talking about sparing your feelings, what are you actually saying?
Yeah, I think it's saying that if you're trying to spare their feelings, then you're not really being upfront and honest with them. You're trying to make them feel good, but then at the same time, you got to get to a point where you can speak the truth and love to them. So.
All right. Dr. Patty Cakes, let's bring you in here now. And when we talk about could you enable your significant other or others by trying to spare their feelings, do you find that can hurt someone if you're trying to spare their feelings? Say, Jack and Jill are dating. Jack has horrible breath. And Jill, you know, she loves the guy, but, you know, she just feels it would be hurtful to him and painful to tell him, you know, so she tries not to kiss him, at least not tongue kiss him or French kiss him. So what do you think? Is she sparing his feelings? Is she helping him?
This is, I was thinking about this topic all day, and it's so interesting because, you know, when we use the word enable, which always in my mind is, you know, perceived as something negative, right? It's like, you know, yes, you could enable somebody to do something positive, but in our brain, it's always something negative. And in that example, I would say absolutely, you know, you're not helping that person, and yes, you are enabling them because the behavior is modified based on how you're reacting. So you're so worried about hurting somebody's feelings, which is part of your own issue too, right? Because if you're worried about, you know, and you're a people pleaser, whatever the reason is, you're so concerned about sparing your feelings for this other person, you're going to play off each other with every scenario from morning to night, a relationship you have with somebody, because you don't want to make the person angry that you live with or that you're close with, and you don't want to feel guilty. So there's like all these emotions that are bubbling up because of this, and then all the while you're holding it in, making yourself crazy or miserable or frustrated and annoyed because you're feeling this way, but you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So, I don't know. It's very confusing.
All right. So, Dr. Pattycake, so either she's going to continue kissing him or she's going to tell him, or does she just buy mouthwash for him? Which one?
Well, are you telling me which one I would do?
Yeah, okay. Which one would you do?
So, which one would spare his feelings would be saying nothing. You know, and then she's just going to hold that all in, and every time she goes to kiss him, it's going to affect the intimacy of their relationship. It will have negative effects if it's something that's persistent, right? And you don't want to get close with them, and physical touch is so important for romance and for relationship building. And so, I mean, me personally, I'm super blunt, open book. Like, I don't have any problem telling anybody anything, which kind of can be bad. And I would be like, look, you need to go to the dentist or something. Something's going on here.
Dr. Patty Cakes, I can see right now it's going to be a joy and pleasure to have you on board on our team. We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly call in and tell your friends it's still time, 347-857-1769. You can certainly listen to this show in its entirety 20 minutes after we've concluded tonight's broadcast. We've got a live one here for you all tonight. And guess what? We are already a quarter of the way through this. We only have about 47 more minutes left. We're going to go right to the story. The producers are letting me know right now we got to go right to the story and tonight's topic. Tonight's characters are, you want to get this. This is actually a follow-up from last week's show. The characters are once again Gina Harris, and this time we know who Gina's friend is, her new friend. His name is Jason. So we got Gina Harris, and the new friend's name is Jason. Now, this story is actually a follow-up from our last week's show about Harris, Gina, and Gina's new friend by the name now of Jason, whom she met while on the 5-day retreat because Harris is such a couch potato and did not care to do things with her. Now, our story fast-forwards now as Gina and Jason have been together for the past nearly three months, enjoying each other as an item while Harris is still making efforts to try and get her back. There is a twist to this story as Gina, she just found out that she is 10 weeks pregnant and thinks it may be Horace's child. However, she's not exactly sure because she has been with Jason for the same amount of time. She has told Jason, who is very excited and hopes that it's his child because he doesn't have any children and desires to have children. On the other hand, Gina knows that Horace would be equally excited but is reluctant to tell him because she has no desire to go back to him and is now very much in love with Jason, who appears to be the man of her dreams. When Jason asked Gina if she was going to tell Harris, she insisted that it would be best not to because she feels it would cause more insult to his pain of losing her, so she wants to spare his feelings of the added pain. And Jason sort of kind of agrees with her, especially until she can be certain whether it's his child or not. Of course, Jason is hoping that the baby is going to be his. He is not really concerned about Horace's feelings and is just glad that Gina is with him and it's Horace's loss. At this point, Gina has concluded it is what it is and that it is. First question that I start with out tonight, Port Rosette, let me go to you first. This is kind of like, and of course all these stories are inspired by true stories, you all. The names, of course, are changed to protect the innocent. Port Rosette, I got to come to you and ask this question. I mean, here it is. She's trying to spare his feelings. Is that the right thing to do, in your opinion?
No. And I feel that this new relationship is moving way too fast. It's important to deal with relationship baggage from the past.
Okay. All right. So with that in mind, I mean, poor Rosette, I mean, here it is. She's got a baby. She's not exactly whose baby it is. But it's clear. I mean, why would she want to spare his feelings at this point? You know, because I know he's hurting to get her back. But why is it important now to spare his feelings? I mean, the pain. I mean, isn't that being human, though?
I feel like she has to be honest with him, because even this new relationship that she's in is still in the honeymoon phase with this new person, so it's too soon to know what's real. This is not the right time to birth a gift with commitment for at least 2 decades, a new baby in the midst of uncertainty. They may be having fun now, but in a year they will understand each other better and know if this is love, you see, because it's complicated now.
All right. Benny from the block, let me bring you in here. Benny from the block, I mean, it's not uncommon to spare somebody's feelings, because why would you add insult to somebody already going through pain? All right, Darren Deedy, let's bring you in here. Darren Deedy, why would you add insult to somebody who's already going through pain? I mean, what purpose does that serve?
It doesn't serve a purpose. I avoid it. I completely.
Okay, so are you saying to me, Darren Deedy, that you too would spare somebody's feelings to avoid added pain?
I would. I really would. But, you know, what I'm surprised would be, you know, once the baby's born, if the new gentleman, Jason, wanted a paternity test, you would have to go through with it, but maybe it wouldn't be so difficult 9 months later.
All right. Dr. Patty Cates, should she, you know, many of us might say it's the right thing to do to tell him, but is it time now while she's still pregnant, or should she wait till later, like Jason's saying, let's see whose baby it is. If we do a test and it's not my baby, then we know it's his. But if it is mine, then, you know, so be it. Dr. Patty, what do you think?
This becomes kind of a moral obligation. And if I was in that situation, I would think that, you know, gosh, that's really hard. Obviously, he's already hurting and you don't want to, you know, cause more hurt. But if there is a chance that he is the father, it's his right to know that that's his child, you know, for the pregnancy and like how the baby's being cared for, or, you know what I mean? Even during in utero, I would think that waiting, and then what if she finds out it is his and 9 months later, I think he may hurt even more, you know, if she puts this one off.
Right. But see, here's the thing, Dr. Patty Cates, and that is she doesn't have intentions of going back to him. So, I mean, we have two stories out here that I've even counseled where the woman is pregnant, and you might say it's a moral duty, you know, to let the man know. But these women have gone forever and said, you know, I'm not going to let him know. This other guy is going to be the daddy. And then even worse, they've let this man, we had a show recently, not too long ago, on that same thing. The mother didn't tell the child until the child was almost 19 or 21, and the child was upset with the parent. So if she doesn't have any intention of going back, you talk about a moral duty, but how realistic is that? If she doesn't want to go back, she's trying to spare his feelings, like, I don't want to hurt this guy anymore. I don't want him.
I guess if he's legally the father, though, then that's a whole other can of worms because, I mean, I've been through that personally with my ex-husband, and, you know, they still have the right to be in a child's life until a judge slams down a gavel and says otherwise, and it's, of course, different in each state. But I've been through that, and I know that they, and if you keep the child and they are biologically related, there are serious ramifications for if you withhold that child without, you know, them
absolutely,
consenting to it.
Absolutely. But see, in your case, and you brought it up, did your ex-husband surrender his parental rights?
No, I really wish that he had because it would have been so much easier. It would have been so much better for my daughter because he's not, you know, because it's not involved, you know, involved in the way that it would benefit her life. So it's very complicated.
I'm sure these things do get complicated, especially even legally down the road even. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walk Show, 347-857-1769. We're going to hear from another one of our sponsors, Marjorie Cross, momentarily. And also, you can press 1 on your dial. We would love to get your thoughts on this very topic tonight. Could you enable your significant other or others by trying to spare their feelings? We're certainly going to take some of the comments that have already started coming into the studio. And I want to go here. Benny's on the block. I don't know if you're back with us or not. Perhaps your phone was on mute. We'll get him to chime in momentarily. Darren Deedy. So here's the thing now. If let's go back to the situation where we talked about Jack and Jill and Jack having the bad breath, and we heard what Dr. Pattycake said earlier. You know, what would you do in a situation like that? I heard you say that you would spare feelings. Would you spare Jack? You're dating Jack. Would you spare his feelings, or he's wondering why you aren't kissing him? What's going on, Darren Deedy?
Well, I would spare his feelings to a certain extent by not continue to see him.
Oh, really? Wouldn't that hurt him worse?
Yes.
He's saying.
But he's new to me, and we're new to each other. You know, it's a first time kiss kind of thing. I would be like. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So you're guaranteed. Are you telling me you're just going to dump the guy? Isn't that enabling him? He goes to the next woman not knowing that he's got halitosis. And, you know, you're just going to leave him out there just like that? And isn't that enabling him?
Oh, it sure is. Whatever it is, but it's not going to be my burden. You know?
Okay.
Sorry. I'm being honest.
No, we want honesty. We certainly do appreciate that. Wow, this is deep. Looks like our executive vice president is going to be joining us right now to give an official welcome. We try to get her when she can. This is Ms. Althea Williams. She's our executive vice president for all of my companies. Ms. Williams, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you. We know how rare your time is. Thank you for joining us to welcome Dr. Patty Cox, a.k.a. Dr. Patty Cakes.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Dr. Walker. Thank you very much for that. Welcome, Dr. Patty Cox. Thank you for joining us. I can't wait to hear what you're going to bring to the table. Pleasure to have you. And based upon what you just said, Dr. Walker, I would kick him to the curb, too, because I have done that. I don't have time for that. Let that be somebody else's problem. Thank you, and have a good evening.
So, Ms. Williams, just quickly here, would you tell him that he has bad breath? Would you tell him that so that he would at least know to go get some dental work or whatever needs to be done?
Well, in my case, the person was spitting a lot, and I didn't want to hurt his feelings, and we didn't have something really going as yet, so I just decided I just couldn't deal with that, and that was the end of that. I just broke it off, and that was it.
All right, Ms. Williams, we thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to what you're doing. Thank you for all that you do for us. And also, Port Rosette also gave an official welcome earlier in your absence. So, Port Rosette, thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Have a good
evening. You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Okay, so here it is. This is starting to sound a little kind of like cruel. I mean, you know, it's cruel and maybe unusual. But, I mean, to just dump this guy, it's almost like you're just abandoning him and not letting the guy know. I mean, he probably goes around his coworkers talking, and all of a sudden everybody disappears on him. I mean, what's right about that? Poor Rosette, let me bring you in here. What's right about that?
It's not really right, but I feel that, you know, there should be a way that you can kind of bring it to his attention and say, you know, say it in a good way.
Okay, so
but
say it in a
still,
good way for us.
Say
it in a good way.
I probably can even just get him some gum. I mean, but also, you know, encourage him to to, you know, make sure he's doing his dental visits, like you said.
Okay.
Offer him some breath mints.
So wait a minute now. So poor Rosette. So the next time offers someone some gum or breath mints, is that a clue that their breath may not be on point? Is that what I'm hearing?
That may not be the case all the time, but that may be the case, especially what you're talking about.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. I'm a bit confused. We're going to hear from Suzanne in just a moment also before we go to another sponsor. I'm kind of confused here. Offer somebody, Darren Didi, would you be offended if somebody offers you some gum or a peppermint or something?
Yes.
Well, for one thing,
I would be, you know, if it's like the first time kiss, you're going to make sure that you've brushed your teeth and you have fresh breath. You don't want to be, you know, drinking beer and after dinner and stuff or what have you not. But yeah, I don't know. Because you really don't know them. I mean, if it's the first kiss, you know, but which usually sparks up the rest of the relationship. But I'd be offended a little bit, thinking, oh my God, I have something medically wrong with me.
Okay, because somebody offers you gum or mint, you're going to think something's medically wrong with you. Is that because you heard the show tonight that makes you think this way all of a sudden?
No, I'm just thinking, like I said, I would enter the whole kiss thing fresh. And if I thought I was fresh and they still offered me a mint, I'd be like really insulted, thinking, oh my gosh, what is going on? I mean, what's wrong? I mean, I don't think someone who actually has that halitosis can smell or taste that they have bad breath. They don't know it.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We're going to go now to Suzanne. Thank you for your patience and all of you all who are waiting. Thank you for your patience. Suzanne, I mean, let's go back to our story. Then we're going to come back to Jack and Jill because I'm getting a bit confused now because now, in light of what Port Rosette has said and Darren Didi, that they might offer the person some gum or a mint. So the next time somebody offers me that, then should I take offense to that? It's like, hey, wait a minute, is my breath, you know, I'll start fanning in my mouth. Suzanne, what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't think you should be offended if they offer you. I mean, people offer you gum or mints because they're taking one most of the time. But I had a situation some years ago, and this individual was talking to me and almost blew me away. So I knew I had gum in my purse, so I took it out, and I said, here, have a piece of gum. They said, no, I don't want any. I said, no, you're going to take this gum.
I'm sorry.
It's just that bad. And they actually did take it. So.
Wow. You know, now we're all psychologically scarred because now, you know, Dr. Patty, I want to bring you back. Suzanne, we're going to ask you to stand by. Dr. Patty, I want to bring you in here. Dr. Patty, would you be offended now? Someone offers you a stick of gum or a peppermint.
I mean, before tonight's talk, I don't think I was, like, thinking that way. But now, yeah, I think, you know, I think I would think, oh, crap. Great. This is
okay.
Awesome.
Wow. This is a live one tonight, you all. I think we're going to, so I can regain my composure, I think we're going to take a station break right now. This is a good time. Let's go ahead. Marjorie Cross, let's bring you in here. Marjorie Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure
Thank
to have you.
You.
This is one of our sponsors. Ms. Cross, go ahead
Thank
and give
you.
Your commercial. But tell me,
yeah.
Ms. Cross, has someone ever offered you peppermint or a stick of gum? I'm just asking.
Wait. What before that, I just want to say good evening, Dr. Walker, good evening to everyone. No, usually if that happens, the person's taking one themselves, but not
right.
to just give it to me like that. But she, the young lady who just spoke, she made me laugh because she said, no, you're going to take it. You know? Oh, that was really something. Anyway, and she did take it, so that was good. Anyway, I just want to say welcome. Welcome to Dr. Patty, that is me, Dr. Patty,
yes.
And also Patty Cake. So welcome, and we welcome you, and we know you will be enjoying yourself because we always have fun on this show. So thank you. Welcome again. Okay, my name is Marty Ann Cross, and I'm a health and wellness consultant. I'm a nurse and also a health and wellness consultant. With one of the most outstanding companies in the world, Isogenic. We are A+ on the Better Business Bureau, and we have been in the business for over 20 years. And we have over 150 health products that may be able to help you with any health condition. So if you would like to find out more about it, products like collagen, adaptogen, if you'd like to find out more about it, please call me at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223, or you can visit the website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. Thank you, Dr. Walker, and thank you for the great show.
Awesome. Thank you so very much for that. Suzanne, I want to go back to you here before we bring others in. We've got a lot of comments that have come into the studio. We're going to try to get to at least five or six of those comments. Suzanne, let's give you the first comment. In reference to tonight's show, could you be enabling your significant other or others by trying to spare their feelings? When it comes to Horace, Gina, and Jason, I believe that Gina should not tell him now and spare his feelings. I think she's doing the right thing. Furthermore, I personally think you do enable your significant other or others by trying to spare their feelings because you simply do not want to hurt them. For example, my ex-boyfriend has bad breath, just like in the story of Jack and Jill, and after 3 months, I quit him rather than tell him that I could not take his breath anymore. He was really a nice guy. I just didn't want to hurt him. Suzanne, I mean, she didn't offer him a breath mint or anything. At least she didn't say that. But now you're leaving him to just go to the next woman with the same situation. Or could it be that the next woman is blinded by love, that the smell is almost like COVID? She doesn't smell anything or taste anything, rather. Go ahead. Your thoughts, Suzanne.
Well, I hope not, because he's definitely going to get a lot of gum. But no, I would have to tell him, I'm sorry, baby, you got to brush your teeth.
But psychologically, it's still in your mindset that the brushing of the teeth is just the kind of a cover up, because there may be an underlying factor. So Suzanne, even though you're telling him you got to brush your teeth, couldn't it be something deeper that's medically necessary that, that maybe a dental visit could maybe correct? So do you not tell him that?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, because I'm sure he wouldn't hesitate to tell me. So, no, I'm not just going to kiss you with a yuck mouth. Uh-uh.
All right. So we're going to actually stand by Suzanne. Poor Rosette, I want to bring you in here because, you know, this lady, she said she left him after 3 months. And she said he was really a nice guy. Would you just let a nice guy get away, or even a nice girl get away? Would you just let them get away because they have bad breath, poor Rosette?
You know what? I really feel that they may be nice, but this is a part of self-care that they're not doing. And so I do want to say it. I want to bring it to their attention in a kind, you know, responsible kind of way. And if that's the only issue, then, you know, maybe I would say something to them.
Okay, but you're not exactly certain. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, 'cause I'm,
okay, all right. I know how tough and difficult this one can
be.
Yeah,
because I'm wondering if it's a deeper issue, if they're just not taking good care of themselves and, you know,
right.
The teeth or, yeah.
But see,
but
that's
I don't want it to be where I'm trying to be their mom. You know what I mean?
Right, I understand. But that's where I'm coming from with this here. Are you enabling that person by not telling them? Like the story. I mean, if you don't tell a person because you want to spare their feelings, how is that being human and moral? You know, like Dr. Patty Cakes was saying, you know, a moral duty. How is that being upholding the moral or the ethics of things? Port Rosette, how is that?
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, if yeah, it depends on how I feel about the person.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because
wow,
honestly, their family could tell them too, you know?
Well, okay, so we're going to actually stand by. Dr. Patty Cakes, I want to bring you back in here. So now, Benny from Block, I think we've lost him. So Dr. Patty Cakes.
Yep,
so,
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me go to Benny from the Block, and then we'll come to Dr. Patty Cake with the same one. We were trying to get you earlier, Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, so here the situation. Now you're not telling someone, and we talked about Jack and Jill, Jack having a bad breath, and women are quitting him without telling him, you know, that they're sticking a bunch of gum in his mouth. But that's not necessarily the answer. So aren't you enabling that person if you just quit them and you tell them nothing? Where's the moral obligation behind that, or the moral duty?
Well, you know, if someone, first of all, let me say, if anybody ever offers me gum, candy, I meant, my first response is going to be, oh, thank you so much, and I'm going to apologize. If my best was that, please, you know, forgive me. And at that point, I'm going to do everything in my power to find out what is the issue. Did I forget something? Do I have halitosis? Do I have some gum disease? Do I have a bad tooth? I'm going to make sure I find out so that particular situation doesn't happen again, even if I got to take some bleach and put it in my mouth and make sure I get that smell out.
Wow.
But going back to a moral obligation, yes. Going back to our moral obligation, we have to learn how to read people. You know, it's not just the fact that, as she said earlier, I'm not his mother, I shouldn't be telling. If I'm with a woman and a woman is kind of looking away, I immediately make a self-assessment of what's going on. And once I figure out what it is, then I'm going to make the adjustment and say, hey, listen, I apologize. I need to maybe, like, you know, get some candy or mint. Do you have any? And I'm not sure what happened. I've been talking all day, or maybe I ate some bad food, or I don't know, but I apologize. And at that point, it kind of, you know, gives the whole conversation a different twist and a different turn when I take full responsibility for my issues. But if a man does not, if you keep going through the same thing over and over again, there's not just the problem of your breath. The problem is with you. There's something that you're missing that you don't get it. Because how many women do you have to go through before you realize that it ain't just your breath that's bad? It's your whole thinking about your breath is bad. And so when you take accountability for that, then there's a full assessment that he needs to do, not just for his breath, but for how he sees things. Maybe he just doesn't really care.
Okay, but Benny from the Block, if no one has told him, this is the part about enabling. If no one has told him how he's not cognizant of it himself. But if nobody's told him, then how would he know? How is he expected to even know?
Because the same thing keeps happening. Why are people just systematically offering you gum and mint? You got to realize, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I done been around women and seen them talking to a guy that had bad breath, and the look on they face, women nowadays don't hold things back. They let you know with their whole facial expressions, and they look like, ooh, you know, like they just kind of look at you. So that is a telltale sign that something's not right. If it ain't your cologne, if it's not your deodorant, it's got to be your breath. So,
okay.
No, you're not enabling him. He's enabling himself.
we're gonna ask you to stand by. Dr. Patty Cakes, let's bring you back in here now, because this is, I mean, even with this story, it's like people want to spare people's feelings. And the story is really a catalyst. It's just one component of people trying to spare people's feelings. We're going to give you this next comment that will come into the studio as well. Let's see here. This mail he writes in, he says, my wife of 3 years has gained over 25 pounds as belly fat. I'm sorry, you all. It's the way that they write the stuff. I really don't want to tell her to spare her feelings, but I find myself looking at other women with nicer bodies and wishing to be with them. Dr. Patty Cakes, I mean, she's gained not just 25 pounds, but it's belly fat. Like, I envision that to be where it's hanging over her stomach. Like, it's like, but he's looking at other women. So, Dr. Patty Cakes, he wants to spare. So, what should he do?
Gosh.
He's a man.
Yeah, well, definitely need to tell her. And as a woman, I know, I mean, I don't know if she's had any babies. I mean, I myself gave birth to twins, and I'm very self-conscious about the weight that I still have not lost. And so there's just so many things when it comes to your health, with weight gain, with hormones, with food sensitivities, and all, thyroid, and just so many frustrating things. And nobody's happy that they have extra weight on them. Nobody wants that. And so I'm sure she already feels bad about herself. And so I can totally see he doesn't want to hurt her feelings, because I'm trying to imagine if my husband were to say that to me, it would hurt my feelings, even though it's true and he'd be good-natured about it, even coming from the angle of help. I mean, I still think as a woman, even though it's true, it hurts to hear that, because clearly I don't think she's thrilled about it.
Okay, so Dr. Patty Cakes, where's our moral obligation? Where's our moral duty that you spoke about? I mean, if we're not telling the person, and we hear the Bible even says, the truth shall set you free. So are we living a lie by not telling? I mean, here, the man says he'd rather look at other women, but he lusts after being after those women, but he won't go and tell his wife because he's sparing her feelings. So what's the better of the two evils, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely so. I mean, and that goes back to what I was saying before, like, if some people are just so afraid of losing someone. I mean, you know, once you share that feeling, you're so vulnerable because you're like, okay, I'm going to tell her. And then you know most women aren't super thrilled with how a husband normally addresses a sensitive, right? I mean, so no matter how you say it, it's going to be like, he's in trouble. You know what I mean? But like,
exactly,
that is something he needs to tell her. Or obviously, you know, I mean, there's a way I'm sure he could approach it with his best of intentions to be as polite and respectful as possible. And still, as a woman, she's still going to take it hard. But then he could at least say that and be truthful, because it really stinks to find out how he's feeling. And then be like, hey, why did you never say anything to me? Don't you love me enough to tell me the truth?
This is exactly what we're driving at. Darren Deedy, let me bring you in here along the same lines. We have about 14 minutes left in the show tonight, you all. Darren Deedy, I mean, would you, just the hypo here, we do hypotheticals. Darren Deedy, would you prefer your man looking at other women, or come and tell you, baby, listen, sweetie, I don't mean anything harmful, but darling, it's been bothering me. You know, it's been really bothering me. Maybe you're Baby, he's struggling to get it out, Darren Dee Dee. Baby, this excess weight.
Maybe
it makes
he would
it
not
hard
want
to
say it because, well, he can't really say it. What he should do, usually a men carry around an extra pound or 10 or more, and it's okay with them. How about he get a joint membership to a gym, and start trying to eat healthy or something so it's not laying just on her only. Because, it does hurt because I was once told by my husband that I don't look hungry, which, wasn't nice either. But It hurts. Yeah. So, joint membership.
Okay, joint membership. Okay, but what if the party doesn't want to go to the gym? Like, I got a call recently a few months ago where the lady, she's new in a marriage to a guy who's been married in several marriages, but this was her first. And they called me after the show and said, well, would you counsel my husband? And I say, well, if that's what the both of you all want. And but later in talking with him, he says, I don't need counseling. I don't want any counseling. And then 3 months later, his wife left. So sometimes people are reaching out for help. And sometimes men struggle with telling, and maybe a woman even would struggle. Darren Dee Dee, would you have a problem telling that man that he's, if it were reversed, that he looks like he's 12 months pregnant? That's going beyond human pregnancy. Would you tell him like that?
Yeah, no, I spare the feelings.
So we do spare people's feelings. Wow.
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you get the dude membership at a gym. I see. But when you think he would know that that's where you're coming from, why do you don't need to lose weight. Why are you giving me this dual membership? I want to stay here and watch the game all Sunday and Saturday and Thursdays. Why are you giving me a membership? So now, Darren Dee Dee, what do you tell him?
No, I'd still want to do that, but I would talk, maybe I would, if you want to look at it that way, work into it slowly. I need to really lose some weight. I want to get healthy again. Honey, let's get out.
But now
he
knows you're not telling the truth, Darren Dee Dee. If you don't need to lose weight, you're taking a jab in. Not all men are stupid. That's offering him the gum or the men. I'm telling you. It's like.
I just want to get healthy. We haven't been eating healthy lately. Let's get out and get some exercise going, open up the headers.
All right, we're going to actually stand up. Poor Rosette, I want to bring you back in here. Poor Rosette, is there an easy way? Is there an easy way? Besides, it's the same as offering the gum. If you're giving me this membership, and yes, I watch the games Thursday. If they come on Tuesday and they come on Saturday night, Sunday. Okay, so now I got this excess weight. You didn't meet me like this, but you're trying to spare my feelings. Are you really helping me, Darren Dee Dee? I mean, poor Rosette. Are you really helping me?
If I've offered you a gym membership,
yes.
I'm helping you. I'm trying to enable you in a good way to either lose or keep your weight, going in the right direction. And so, I'm trying to empower you in that way.
Okay,
now,
so if I'm your man and I'm saying to you, baby, sweetie, listen, what are you giving me this for? I don't, I go walk, once every 3 or 4 weeks. So what are you giving me this for? I mean, I like to watch my games. I love your cooking. I love your cooking. What are you trying to tell me? I've only gained a couple of extra pounds, so what are you saying to me? How do you answer? How do you respond to that, poor Rosette?
Yeah, I'm saying I want both of us to be in good health, and so that's why we need to walk every day. It's not every every couple of weeks.
You walk. I want you to look good for me, baby. I want you to be fine as wine. So you go continue your walking. Let me just I'm just watching the game tonight, And it happens to be almost every night. And he's enjoying your cooking. So are you going to curtail your cooking?
No, I'm not going to curtail that per se, but then I will offer him a salad before so he'll eat less.
Okay.
So there's different ways for them to cut back now.
All right. So here we are. What I'm finding is that we are sparing people's feelings, and it's not really – and the question is, could you enable your significant other or others by trying to spare their feelings? And, yes, we're not helping them by sparing the feelings. Let's go with another one here. Marjorie Cross, I want to bring you in here for this next comment. We got to move along now, you all. We have about 8 minutes. Marjorie Cross, this male, he writes in, he says, there's no doubt we enable people when we call ourselves sparing their feelings. I've been dating my fiance for 2 years, and I am really afraid to get married because she is a horrible cook. Wow. I keep telling her the food is good, but I'm clearly lying to her. What do you say to that?
I believe in calling a spade. So if the cooking is not good, I'll let you know. You know, I know about what you say about fearing the feeling and everything, but if you don't say anything, then you're going to continue to eat food that's not good. Because, you know,
okay.
I know, yeah, because I know a friend of mine who was telling me about her. She said everything is good about her husband. The only thing, he just cannot cook. And then one day she came home, and he didn't tell her that he cooked, he burnt anything. But when she came home, she smelled that he probably was cooking and burnt some. He washed all the pot and everything.
The poor guy was trying.
Yes, he didn't tell, but she smelled that something was burnt. But she said that's the only problem, but everything else, he was good. They went out on trips. They did a lot of things together. But I believe in telling the person. You know, showing them, maybe I'll say, oh, honey, let me show you how to do this, or, you know, or we just do it together, you know. But I would let him know eventually, you know, but I would show him how to do it.
All right, Dr. Patty Cakes, I want to bring you in here along the same lines. We're going to take 3 more of these here. We've got to rush it up now, you all. He's been with her now for 2 years, but he's not even considering marriage because she's a horrible cook. But he tells her that the food is good. He's clearly lying. I mean, he's enabling her. What should he do? Obviously, he loves the woman.
It's crazy to me how far in all these scenarios people are willing to, like, they're just so afraid of saying the truth. Yeah, it's like they're willing to suffer for years upon end or not marry someone or, like, possibly get divorced over just saying these words. And I get that it's hard because you formed that relationship and you don't, you know, there's more to it psychologically. Like, there's a fear of, well, I don't want to disrupt this relationship we have, you know. I mean, you've seen how, you know, things can blow up over things that seem like small, like gum or the food or the weight, you know, and it can really, you know, be the one thing that, you know, blows up the relationship. So, I mean, I think obviously he's totally enabling her and living in, I mean, I guess a very miserable situation if the food is that bad. And I know there's instances in my life that probably do the same thing where, like, you're just too afraid to say the truth, you know. And
wow,
it's just so crazy that that's how scared we get about losing people. And who
Absolutely.
Knows what, you know, maybe that his parents were divorced and his parents before that were divorced and he doesn't want to lose us. So it adds even more weight. It's just food, right? It's just the food. But it's not because, like, we have such a good thing going here. Yeah, I want to tell her, but I think I'm going to just, in a way, it's kind of selfish because you're like, I want to protect my situation and my relationship. It feels comfortable, it feels good, we're happy. So let's just not tell you what I really think.
Right. So, Dr. Patty Cakes, I want to bring you in here with a situation. My oldest son, at the time when I was teaching school, attended my school. He was an eighth grader. And my car was older. It was an older Toyota, right? I'm doing the best I can. But him and my nephew also attended school. They were in the same grade. And they wanted to get out a block before the school. A block before we got to the school. And every morning I just let them out a block before the school. They didn't want to pull up in this old car, but everybody knew I was either the uncle or the father. But they didn't want – so Dr. Patty Cakes, they weren't sparing my feelings. They came out. So children have a tendency of letting you know, mom, dad, you know, don't wear that. When they start to get older, don't wear that. You know, I mean, did you do that to your parents?
I didn't, but I see that a lot.
It happens.
My daughter just turned 13, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, she's a pretty good girl, but, I mean, typical teenagers, yeah, they get embarrassed. They go through that phase where they're, you know, wanting to, and that's the peer pressure, you know, and their image of what other people think about them. So.
Yeah, all of a sudden now your clothes are not good enough. Mom, don't wear that to my school. Dad, Dad, don't come to my school. Don't. Oh, I mean, it's crazy out here. We're going to take some more comments. Joyce, I'm going to give you, I mean, not Joyce, Suzanne. We're going to go to Suzanne now. Suzanne, this comment here. I've been dating this really nice guy for the past 4 months, but I'm not really in love with him, and I recently met someone else whom I really enjoy being with. I don't really know how to tell him because I'm trying to spare his feelings. I don't see that as enabling him, but maybe leading him on. Suzanne, what is she doing? She is leading the guy on. She's met somebody else. What do you say about this, Suzanne? I mean, come on, just be for real.
Mm-hmm. Right. She is leading him on and using him. So she needs to come straight, come clean with him, and let him know, hey, I'm not into you no more. I'm moving on.
But, I mean, would you break somebody's heart just like that, Suzanne? Just break the guy's heart. You've been hanging out with him for 4 months. Now a new guy comes along that you really want to be with. So it's like that?
Well, she probably was never really into him anyway from the start. It was just somebody to hang with, spend some time with.
Wow. This is really, oh, my goodness. This sparing people's feelings is really some serious stuff here. Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here just quickly here. Benny from the block, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Benny from the block, we're going to go with this one here. This female, she says, I personally think there is a great difference between enabling someone and sparing or hurting someone. Enabling to me, she says, means your failure to act or do when you have a moral duty to perform or conscious mind to do something and you choose not to do it. Okay, she says that's what enabling is. Sparing someone's feelings or trying not to hurt someone means you think you are protecting them. Okay, all right. Sir, Benny from the block, what do you say about that? Either have a moral duty or you're protecting them. Which is it?
Well, it's a both. So, like, can I bring up the conversation about buying the Gym Pass membership? See,
I look at
it as both. I would say if she came in and said, hey, honey, I bought you a gym membership. I want us to be healthy. I said, oh, that's going to be great because I'm going to do a twofer. If I'm going to do a marathon at the gym in the morning, I'm going to do a marathon in the bedroom in the evening. So let's go, baby.
Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. Ben from Block, we're going to reserve and have you close us out tonight in about 1 minute. We have only about 1 minute left. Let's go to Port Rosette real quickly here. I want to jump in you and Darren Didi. There are times when I know this male, he says, there are times when I know that I may come across being, I'm telling someone something, but I think it's always best to be who you are and let people know how you truly feel and not enable them. The problem today is people are not transparent or honest. Let me start with Port Rosette. How true is that? People are not transparent. They're not honest.
It honestly, I mean, it depends on the person because, I mean, people put a lot of stuff out on social media, but like you said, they may not say things up in front, you know, in person to you. But I really feel like if you're giving them the gym membership and they're still, like, resisting it,
right?
Then I feel like they don't want to go in the other way. And so... that is a nice or a subtle way of telling them. And so ultimately, they just don't want to do it. And so that will be your cue that you don't need to keep fighting with them over it, you know?
All right. Right. All right. Let's go to Darren Didi real quick. And then Benny from Block. Benny from Block, you only have about 40 seconds to close it out. Go ahead, Darren Didi. Your thoughts on this same one here. The problem today is people are not transparent. They're not honest.
Well, I think a healthy relationship should be open and honest, and that is true. In fact, that
most of us aren't, because we do spare people's feelings. But I wish things were transparent. You know, I can be transparent with some friends, and we tell each other just the way it is, you know, and you can't even do that with your own spouse, and it's pretty sad. But, yeah, we do spare feelings.
All right, we're going to ask standby. Just before Benny from the Block closes us out, we're going to go to Dr. Patty Cakes one more time. Dr. Patty Cakes, what do you take from tonight's program? Could you be enabling your significant other or others by trying to spare their feelings? Your final thoughts on that before Benny from the Block closes us out.
Absolutely. I mean, as you're seeing in all circumstances, you know, it's even whether they're intentional about it, I mean, it seems to be, because we're empathetic as humans, that we just naturally want to spare people's feelings, and it seems to be a go-to kind of reaction, you know, that spills into all sorts of relationships.
Absolutely. On that note, we're out of time. Benny from the Block, close us out.
Good evening. Let's start by saying that whether we should worry about enabling somebody else's feelings, let's enable our own feelings to have the courage, the relationship, and the love to be able to share with people what they need to know. There is a moral obligation on us to be transparent to people who need our help. Whether or not their feeling is going to be heard or they're going to receive it correctly is not the issue. The issue is you are enabling yourself to be a friend to somebody else who may not need know that they need some help or are resisting help or whatever you want to look at it as. The fact of the matter is you have been a friend to them. You've enabled yourself to be comfortable enough to go and tell them, hey, I'm only doing this out of love. Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you. On that note, we're clearly out of time. We're thankful to all of you all that joined us tonight. Those of you all we weren't able to get to, we do apologize. Call in early, at least 7 minutes early. Press 1 on your dial so that we can get your call going into the queue and get you early enough. Send in, continue to send in your comments. Send those in early enough so that we can be able to read. Oftentimes we'll do about 5 or 6 comments over the air. All right, please join us here tomorrow night when the topic will be, could your attitude have an effect on your Christianity? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. If you're going to miss the show, you probably should have missed tonight, but you don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. Could your attitude have an effect on your Christianity? We've got several scenarios that you don't want to miss tomorrow night. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here Saturday morning at 6:30 to 8:30 for our International Divine Intervention Day, where we ask God himself to intervene into the humanitarian causes of man. So until tomorrow night or until Saturday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. And great closing, Benny on the Block. I enjoy the show. And welcome again, Patty Kate. Dr. Patty Kate.
You guys are all awesome. That was really, really fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you all. Stay safe and keep well, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, you too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.